The snow, I don't like the mix, the rain-snow mix. It makes it harder to shovel, harder to plow.
Minnesota St. Paul Airport's reported closed because of the bad weather. Winds are gusting to nearly 60 miles an hour in Iowa. In Raleigh, North Carolina, they came to say goodbye to Elizabeth Edwards, political wife, mother, activist. Family friend Glenn Bergenfield says she wasn't the kind of person who shied away from life.
She grabbed onto life. She wasn't zen. She wasn't about balance. She grabbed onto the people she loved and her beliefs, and she wouldn't let go.
Edwards' estranged husband, John, former senator and presidential candidate, attended the service but didn't speak publicly. Elizabeth Edwards died at age 61 after a long public struggle with cancer. A UN conference in Mexico has adopted what's being called a modest climate deal that creates a fund to help the developing world go green. But it put off for another year the tough work of carving out deeper reductions in carbon emissions. Still, European Climate Commissioner Connie Hedegaard sees real progress.
There is a very, very big will to make the necessary compromises. There are still a few parties who are not that happy, but you can feel that the spirit is now we really want to get this done.
Though the accords are limited, it's the first time in 3 years the nation's conference has adopted any climate action. Sarah Palin is in Haiti. The former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate arrived today on a humanitarian mission with the Reverend Franklin Graham. They're visiting cholera treatment centers and other projects on behalf of Graham's charity. Haiti is struggling to recover from a devastating earthquake and from serious public health problems.
There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can adopt a soldier, sending letters and care packages to the deployed. You can give to Project Valor IT, buying voice-controlled laptops and systems for the wounded. You can sew or crochet for Operation Top Knot, making items for infants and expectant mothers and military families. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you? Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
Hi, this is Barbara Espinosa, inviting you to join me on Hair on Fire by Barbara, Mondays at 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio, and on American Freedom by Barbara. Please join me for Hair on Fire. You'll be glad you did.
Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732, and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry, and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732. At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. And the tech guy on the radio is on the air. And welcome to another edition of the Tech Guy on the Radio. I am your host, the Tech Guy, here on the 50,000 watts of WCRN 830 AM. Heard all over the place. If you want to talk to us later tonight, our number is 508-438-0965.
Our email, if you want to send us an email, and you will want to send us an email because we have some contests tonight, some giveaways, it is thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. And want to remind you also that our show next week will be back at our normal time of 9 p.m. We're here at 5 because of UMass basketball, which will be following our show directly. And we have, again, an incredible show tonight. And the first incredible person we have is in the studio, Bob Belvedere of thecampofthesaints.org. Bob, great to have you, and you are much nicer looking fedora than mine in the studio.
Thank you very much, the tech guy.
It is great to have you here. We will probably be having John Weston a little later. He's running a little late tonight. But our primary guest tonight is one of the great bloggers in the blogosphere. And that is Pam Geller of Atlas Shrugs. Pam is one of the bravest bloggers who has ever blogged. And Pam, are you there?
I am.
Pam,
blog. Yes, I love that. That's great.
We are extremely, extremely honored to have you on our show tonight. I mean, that's a Christmas present and a Hanukkah present, all rolled up into one.
You're very sweet. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I want to start out. As you know, the show itself is all about what we bloggers write about and the media misses. And normally, I'll go through the sites and find something that, you know, okay, the media missed this, the media missed that, bloggers covered this. But your whole website is news that the media misses over and over and over again.
Yeah, I don't think they're missing it. I honestly, having been doing this for as long as I've been doing it, at first I might have believed that, but now it's clearly a lie by omission. It is almost, I think it borders on criminal negligence. Clearly, we know from the campaign of 2008 when the media did not vet our candidates. I mean, we rely on our media to vet our candidates. That's what they do. And in the greatest act of perfidy in American history, you had, on the one hand, them literally assigning reporters to go through Sarah Palin's garbage. Literally, I'm not being metaphorical here. They were in Alaska going through her trash. And by the same token, you had these incredible stories. I mean, I broke stories about the tens of millions of dollars coming into Obama's campaign from foreign countries, the tens of thousands of dollars that I documented off the FEC website. That's where we got the documents of tens of thousands of dollars coming in from a Hamas-controlled area of Gaza.
I remember that.
The phone banks in Gaza, where literally the jihadis were campaigning for Obama. I mean, this is really outrageous. The fact that the media, not to mention his background, you know, the fact that the media wouldn't even discuss his background. If you said his middle name, if you called him Barack Hussein Obama, you were a racist, Islamophobic, anti-Muslim bigot.
That's right.
And what was interesting is when he took office, the very first thing that he did was he gave his first interview to Al Arabiya Television, pronouncing his name as Barack Hussein Obama, lauding the Muslim members of his family. And while none of this is, there's nothing wrong with any of this, why was it prohibited and forbidden during the campaign to discuss it? And why, if you did discuss it, were you a right-wing conspiracy theorist? I mean, this is the level of deception, and we see it even now. I mean, we see it even now with everything that he is doing. They either ignore, deny, or as treacherous as his policy is. So the media has become, the media is the enemy. Seriously, we are in a war. And right now, as in any war, the war is in the information battle space. The war is in the war of ideas. And all the bullets and bombs and bloodshed comes as a result of what happens in that war. And they are the enemy. They are a propaganda organ for the subversive elements within this country. and the blogs and talk radio and courageous men like yourself are the last bastion. They're the last front, the last hope, and which is why there is now going to be a concerted effort to shut down the voices of freedom, like yours, like mine, like Rush, the big voices as well. Under, of course, they always will use, you know, some tomfoolery, meaning, oh, WikiLeaks. You see, WikiLeaks is a bad thing, and so this is what we have to do to the net, or net neutrality. It's not fair, and so this is what we have to do to the net. There's nothing wrong with the net. It's perfectly fine.
Never let a good crisis go to waste, Pam. This is Bob Belvedere.
Exactly right. Yes, Bob, you couldn't be more correct. The thing about WikiLeaks, while I do believe that the release of these documents should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, I do, because he didn't do it alone. There is absolutely no way that you could dump hundreds of thousands of pages of documents just by going in with a CD that said Christina Aguilera on it and download all that information. That's a lie. And he knows it's a lie. The Obama administration knows it's a lie. Holder knows it's a lie. All of a sudden, they all up in arms. Where were they with the last two dumps? Why didn't they do anything with the last? Why weren't they on, like, white on rice with the last two dumps?
What I think is amazing about WikiLeaks, and I also agree that WikiLeaks needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, is not so much what's happened, or not so much what's been leaked, but what's been leaked and ignored. Weapons of mass destruction in Iran, Al-Qaeda stuff. I mean, there's a lot of information
Saudi
within
Arabia,
WikiLeaks.
Saudi Arabia being the main financier of Al-Qaeda. The fact that Iran, that the Muslim world, the Arab world, wants Iran's nukes taken out more than Israel. The fact that for the very first time, the Obama administration actually stopped a shipment of arms to the South Sudanese, who have been the victims of a mass genocide to the tune of 2 million people. 2 million people, Christians, animists, and moderate Muslims by a violent jihadist government in Khartoum. Kenya was actually transferring weapons, and he tried to stop it, Obama. Everything that we have been blogging about on the right has been validated in the WikiLeaks dump. I mean, so I'm not saying it's right because they're proving me to be right. You see, I'm not that perverse or convoluted or twisted. I'm not. But as an aside, I have to say, hey, look at this. Everything that we've been saying and everything that we've been accused of being warmongers, and we've been accused of conspiracy theorists, and all, it's all been validated in this WikiLeaks dump. And I think that that's very telling. And to your point, Bob, yes, the media has completely neglected to report on the actual information that's being released in the WikiLeaks dump. The media is an enormous problem because in the past there were other influential players in the exchange of ideas. 50 years ago or so, you had people like Dorothy Parker. You had people that could influence public opinion. Those days are gone. The media controls everything. They control everything. And they are voluntarily state-run, as long as the state is Democrat, as long as the state is left-leaning and communist. They have completely abdicated their role as public servant in the dissemination of news and information. And this is really the challenge that we face. You know, people say, you know, why don't you run? How come you don't get involved in politics? And I will tell you, and I've been approached. Not that I think I'm electable. It's not the point. I have no desire to get into politics. I will tell you that politics are merely a reflection of the culture. The culture must change. And with the stranglehold that the left has, not only on the media, but on the fine young minds that are being systematically destroyed in the public schools and in the colleges, we have a real battle, a real challenge on our hands, and we cannot... provide solutions until the problem is properly diagnosed.
That's right. And we have to be willing to admit that there is a problem in the first place, and that for almost 100 years now, the progressives have been on the ascendancy.
Yes.
And they've marched through the institutions.
Yeah. Well, you know, one can throw up one's hands, or one can take a page from the enemy. One can steal their playbook.
Exactly.
We interestingly enough, I mean, on the right, you know, look, we just want to live our lives, work, have our families, aspire to our dreams, and we're not policy wonks. We're not into government. We're really not. We just want to live and be free, and we expect the government to defend our individual rights. Clearly, the country has taken a turn from there because the left is obsessed with policy and is obsessed with government and is obsessed with control, which is why I always understood the Islamic leftist alliance, because,
exactly.
You know, the Sharia is a way to completely and utterly control people. And while the left thinks at the end of the day that they're going to be the winner in that particular unholy alliance, they're wrong. They won't be. But they think that they will. I mean, why would you have, say, I mean, you know, to me, the icon, the symbol of the ridiculousness of that alliance is Queers for Palestine. I don't know if you're familiar with
yeah,
that.
Consider,
familiar with that. Yeah.
Now, that's one of the things that has amazed me is I am a very Catholic person. And a lot of what radical Islam, in terms of abortion, for example, and in terms of gay marriage and such.
Gay marriage? Gays are summarily
executed.
Yeah, I mean, forget about
marriage. They're stoned to death. Brick walls are thrown on them in some places.
Yeah, I mean, so forget about marriage. I'm talking about they're not even allowed to live.
The point is, they'd allow me to be a Dimini. They won't, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah,
but
Dimmy.
They would kill Andrew Sullivan, and they would feel good about it.
The first ones to go will be those leftists that have allowed them to exist.
Yes. They would never have made the inroads that they made. You know, they would never have gotten as far as they got had it not been for the media. The colleges, the academics, the revisionist history on Islam, and so on and so on and so on.
Exactly.
You're 100% right. It would have been impossible.
Well, they're the first ones they'll go after. Sorry to interrupt you, Pete, but the first ones in the Russian Revolution, the Bolsheviks, if you look at the Bolsheviks as the Muslims and the Mensheviks as the left, the first ones that Lenin went after were the Mensheviks, the people that helped him gain power, and he left the conservatives alone.
True enough. Yeah. We're talking to Pam Geller, by the way, author of The Post-American Presidency, The Obama Administration's War on America. You can buy it at Amazon. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. And if you buy it off of Pam's site, you can get it autographed. And we're also talking with Bob Belvedere of campofthesaints.org. But we're now going to jump to our first of two trivia contests, because we've had some things donated by advertisers. And our prize for our first trivia question, which is going to be a blog trivia question, is Rosemary Reynolds' Christmas Mercy CD. We have this one to give out. Here is the blog trivia question. Email your answers to thetechguyondaradio@gmail.com. What was the former blog of hot air blogger Ed Morrissey? We want the name of the blog that Ed Morrissey, and we'll give you a little bit of a hint, Captain Ed, as he was known in those days, used to write under. Email your answer to thetechguyondaradio@gmail.com. We're going to go and pay some bills, and we're going to be back with Bob Belvedere of Camp of the Saints and Pam Geller. This is WCRN, 830 AM, 50,000 watts throughout New England and beyond. Magic and more at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Singles, boxes, weekly tourneys, supplies. If it's magic, Land's got you covered. Is Warhammer 40,000 your game? Land has all you need for the battle of a lifetime. Got a D&D game, a tabletop league, or any game? Host it at Land. And special orders? No problem. Any system from Munchkin to Talisman is just a call away. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Route 12, Leominster. 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
Get into a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter installed by Sunroof Sound and Security, 623 North Main Street, rear in Leominster. Your new remote starter will keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. For nearly two decades, we've added value to vehicles from window tinting and security systems to custom sound system and iPod mounts. Visit us at 623 North Main Street, rear in Leominster. Sunroof Sound and Security, 978-534-9911. That's 978-534-9911.
At Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West in Marlboro, Butch Rapucci and family serve the best Italian food in the area. First-rate fettuccine alfredo, the largest serving of chicken parm around, fruity damari, lobster ravioli, and homemade bread, pizza, and calzones with the North End flavor that Butch grew up with. Linguini's lunch specials will fill your stomach without emptying your wallet, and the family will treat you as their own. Don't forget to try my favorite, chicken pizziola. Take a tip from the tech guy and try Linguini's Route 20 Marlboro and tell him Pete sent you.
At the Dance Arts Center in Fitchburg, the Luoma family has taught area youth for over 40 years. From recitals to our competitive dance team, we've been there for kids 18 months to 18 years and adult. Give your children the gift of dance at the Dance Arts Center, 68 Airport Road, Fitchburg, 978-345-5445. On the web at dancedac.com.
When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com. Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street lanes.com. Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming. Time to call Romano's Market at 978-342-4927. For nearly 100 years, Mike's family has sold the finest meats, from steaks cut to order to Italian sausage made right at the shop. Don't settle for a frozen bird when you can call 978-342-4927 and get the exact ham, turkey, or specialty meat you need for the holidays or any day. Call Romano's Market, 138 Harvard Street, Fitchburg, 978-342-4927, and tell Mike the tech guy sent you.
Hey, you got something to say?
It's enough to make anybody sick and disgusted about where America's headed.
Let your voice be heard. Peter Blute, mornings 6 to 9. Howie Carr, afternoons from 3 to 7.
Ooh, someone's going to help us.
True Talk 830 WCRN.
And a little Christmas music. Yes, you heard us say Christmas music. Not holiday music, Christmas music. And we are back with 50,000 watts of True Talk at WCRN 830 AM. Want to remind you before anything else that we will be back to our normal time of 9 p.m. starting again next Saturday. And we, believe it or not, do not yet have a winner. For the trivia question, I'm going to repeat it. You can still email your answer. The trivia question being, what was Captain Ed Morrissey's old blog before he went to hot air? Email your answer at thetechguyontheradio, all one word, at gmail.com, and you will win Rosemary Reynolds' Christmas Mercy CD. We're back with Pam Geller, the author of The Post-American Presidency, The Obama Administration's War on America, and Bob Belvedere of campofthesaints.org. And Bob, we were talking about how the media has been playing defense for the Obama administration for a while, and there was a story in the Washington Post today that caught some eyes. And why don't you tell us a little about that?
Well, it's a report off the Associated Press about a speech that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, gave a Friday night before, as it says here, a Muslim advocacy group near San Francisco called the Muslim Advocates. I don't know much about them. Maybe Pam does. But he said he reiterated his resolve to prosecute hate crimes while standing behind the methods used in his anti-terrorism cases. Because that is causing some consternation amongst the professional Muslim community out there. And it's just typical Holder, it seems to me, taking the side of the people who are actually committing crimes in a way. I don't know what if Pam knows anything about this group or anything.
I did. I actually posted on the invitation and took a screenshot of the website before he spoke. This is a group that's dedicated to opening up more Islamic charities. We know much of, we know that Islamic charity, Zakat, funds jihad. We know that. We know that jihad is a struggle, because there's not one hadith seerah. There's not one in the Quran that speaks to a spiritual jihad. It's all holy war.
Exactly.
And it's part of your religious obligation to fund it. So there are two mandates. The Muslim Advocates is to end profiling. Now, the problem is that we're not profiling, okay? So I don't know what profiling they're talking about. Bias policies have long emerged from the 9/11 attacks. This is them speaking. Targeting, Muslims. Frankly, the problem is that we're not. That's why you see that picture that a reader took on my blog of a nun, must be in her late 70s, in a wheelchair, being patted down, because there is no profiling. And so it's the American people that are under attack. Of course, it is most disturbing that Holder feels he has to reassure Muslims. How about reassuring Americans? Telling Americans that you're going to prosecute the Black Panther Party for harassing and intimidating voters? That was that case was a slam dunk. They already had it. It was won, according to J. Christian Adams, a senior-level DOJ lawyer who actually resigned because of what was going on in the Justice Department. And he was a guy who was at senior-level pay grade. His road was paved. He was coasting towards the big pension, the big raises. I mean, this is a great American, J. Christian Adams. He was the other gentleman that received the Annie Taylor Award for Courage that I had received from David Horowitz. And his was most deserved, that he spoke out and testified that any crimes, at least we know, of course, this is in the voter. We know this from the voter division of the DOJ. Any crimes against white people, they were told they would not prosecute. I mean, that is just shocking. The fact that the DOJ did not would not prosecute all of the fraud committed by Acorn. The fact that the DOJ sabotaged and disenfranchised the military vote. And yet he goes on to say, but what? First of all, this idea of hate crimes, we need to discuss this anyway. Because I don't know if you've looked at the latest FBI statistics, but quote-unquote anti-Muslim crime is at its lowest that it's been since 2001, since 9/11.
Yet attacks on Jews are still happening. In fact, in Indiana, if I am not mistaken, right now at Indiana U, I believe it was Newsbusters was reporting on it, there's a slew of anti-Semitic attacks, and this isn't very long ago. This was December 8th.
Yeah.
The story on Newsbusters is that they have taken Here's the story. On Monday, eight different Hebrew texts were taken from the shelves at Indiana University's Wells Library and distributed to eight different men's bathrooms where they were thrown in toilets and urinated on.
Yeah.
And
okay. And mind you, nobody really knows this story.
No.
And the fact that, you know, the anti-Semitic attacks are at a record high and are 10 times that of anything, any other group. But the thing is that, you see, they were urinated on, and yet when a fringe pastor
right.
tweets that he is going to burn a Quran, the world explodes.
Yeah, they blow it way out of proportion.
The left explodes. The media descends on a backwater in Florida like locusts. I mean, this is Sharia. Do not defame Islam. Do not insult Islam. You know, the Jews are apes and pigs. Christians are as a reviled. Look, I don't know how many people know that when the Muslims pray five times a day, when they get down on the ground and pray five times a day, pointing to Mecca, that they're cursing the Christians and the Jews in their daily prayer five times a day. Actually, technically, it's 17 times because they say it more than once. But this is not the point. People are completely and utterly clueless as to this ideology. And frankly, I don't care if you worship a stone. You know, just don't stone me with it.
No.
And this idea of Muslim crime, you see, I don't believe in hate crime. I believe all crime is hate.
Exactly.
And so it should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Once you start assigning these, thought crimes, to it. Where, you know, who
that's
decides?
What it really is, Pam, isn't it? It's thought crime. It's not a hate
yes,
crime.
It is.
Every crime, like you say, is there's some element of hate in it, whether it's hate at society.
It's a hate of society. Exactly right.
But they're prosecuting you for whatever thoughts you had in your head at the time, and who's going to arbitrate that?
No, but what happens is that you have CARE, which is a Muslim Brotherhood front, an Islamic supremacist front, who were, you know, named as co-conspirators in the largest Hamas funding trial in American history. You have them demanding that a little rubber pig that was left at a mosque, and you don't know who did it because the last six or seven quote-unquote Muslim hate crimes were perpetrated by Muslims themselves. So that's very important also to find out who is responsible. They just will run with the hate crime themselves. Oh, look, a mosque was set afire. And then when it turns out that a Muslim did it, that never gets publicity. And that's happened in the majority of the last number of crimes. But my point is, so a little rubber pig, a little porky pig, was left by a mosque, and it said, remember 9/11. So CARE wants that prosecuted to the full extent of the law. What law? I mean, it's not, I don't advocate for doing things like that, but what law was broken? I don't understand what the crime was here.
Well, if the situation were reversed, wouldn't they be crying free speech?
In fact, they did. Remember Anson Christ in the at the Smithsonian, or that exhibit, there was the art exhibit that was rather vile concerning Christ.
It
in
was terrible.
Denver. And what was amazing about the exhibit is it did not come down until somebody pointed out that it also had Muhammad on it with a pig in, there was a pig dancing in front of Muhammad in fishnet stockings. And once that kind of was brought up, I believe it went down.
Well, what about the thing, we're talking about Christians, what about the things that are done to the Jews?
Oh,
and
yes.
Just in the symbols that get painted on their walls and, you know, such things that get done.
It's constant. And listen, it's very hard on college campuses to be pro-Israel. I mean, there is the Muslim Society, the Muslim Student Association is very aggressive, very hostile, very anti-Semitic, and they get violent at any pro-Israel or even a speaker that's like Robert Spencer or Ibn Warraq or Noni Darwish or myself. I mean, it is, you have to travel with security. You can't go to these things without. Now, when they speak, they don't need security.
Nope.
Nobody's threatening to kill them. There's no fatwas on their head the way we have them. The American people are really being like Helen Keller and someone has moved the furniture. They've really been left, if you don't have an enormous amount of time to do this kind of work, to find out everything that the American people here see about Islam comes through the filter of the Muslim Brotherhood. They are they have infiltrated the senior levels of the DOD, of justice, of the executive branch. Even the Society of Professional Journalists have directives on how to report on terror. I had done a piece for this on the Big Journalism. You know, if you have to mention the religious aspect in a terror story where you're reporting on, remember to include other acts of religious terror. Now, there are no other acts of religious terror. Really, Christians are not going around slaughtering in the name of Jesus. It's not happening.
I mean,
so they'll try and make Timothy McVeigh, which was not a Christian. It had nothing to do with Christianity at all. And it's a million years ago. It's one guy a million years ago. Oh, and nobody will ever talk about the Middle Eastern connection in that story anyway.
But the connection to Saddam Hussein that may actually exist.
Yes.
And let's
really
not forget also that when you have a religious extremist, for example, I'm very anti-abortion, but I myself and the rest of the Catholic Church condemn the murder of the abortion doctor George Tiller. What happens is when you have the constant attacks, and if I believe it's religionofpeace.org which chronicles them, you don't have the condemnation, and that's
not at all.
Really, that's really the difference.
They have been documented, there's untold undocumented attacks in countries that where the truth is suppressed. 20,000. Close to 20,000 since 9/11. Each Islamic attack, each one with the imprimatur of a Muslim cleric.
What about Turkey? What's going on in Turkey to the Catholic priests, the Orthodox priests being slaughtered?
There's a re-Islamization of Turkey.
I mean,
Ataturk is now going to turn out to be a blip on the landscape of Islamic jihadi history.
Yep.
Now I want to ask you this question, and then we got to go to our second contest and our break. Do you think the media's change on this is because they want to feel multicultural, or do you think it's just plain fear? Because as Glenn Reynolds points out, when certain behaviors are rewarded, you'll see more of it. Right now, threats and intimidation are being rewarded, and because of that, you see more of it. Do you think it's a fear, or do you think it's just they're on the same side?
I think they are on the same side. I think it is a self-enforced Sharia. There is no reason why the media would not run those innocuous Danish cartoons back in 2005. They were innocuous. And since when is the media loath to offend people?
I mean,
they offend me every day.
And they even held back a non sequitur cartoon with, you know, it was a thing, cartoons we were unlikely to see, Where's Mohammed? And that was withheld.
That was very recent.
And that was just a few weeks. That wasn't that long ago at all. Well, I want to very quickly get to our second contest. We do have a winner for our first contest for the Rosemary Reynolds CD. And if you didn't win that CD, remember you can buy it at Sunroof Sound and Security on North Main Street in Leominster. Our second prize today is donated by Land Games on Route 12 in Leominster. You've got Game at Land. It's Rene Cazilla's game, Abandoned Ship. And that will go to the person who names this quote. This is a quote from the media this week. We want the person who made the quote. And this is a quote about Barack Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yep. As Rush would say. And here's the quote. Quote, he is a con man. I have no use for him. Name the national figure who said that. Send us an email at thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com and you will win this family game. And right now, again, we're getting near our commercial time, so we're going to take another break. And we will finish up with Bob Belvedere of campofthesaints.org and Pam Geller of atlasshrugs2000.typepad.com and many other places. Don't you go away. Here at WCRN, 50,000 watts, beaming through New England and the world. At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business.
JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. At Mike's Pizza & More, 153 Lunenburg Street, Fitchburg, your pizza is more than just a pizza. For 40 years, Mike has served the people of Fitchburg, taking pride in his fresh-made dough and sauce made straight from his kitchen to your table. And there's much more. Calzones, grinders, platters, and baskets, Mike has your meal covered. And we deliver all day at Mike's. Eat in or take out. When you're hungry, we're ready. Call Mike's Pizza & More, open 7 days a week, 978-353-0008. That's 978-353-0008.
Jane, you look sharp.
Of course. I just came from Sharp Design Salon in Fitchburg.
Sharp Designs? I love that place. Bernadette, Jackie, and Belle make my hair look awesome.
And it's not just hair. Makeup, facials, they do it all.
I know. When Monica makes me up, I'm ready for the holidays.
I love the Saturday hours. They're open till 5 p.m. Most salons close at 12.
And with evening hours on Friday, Sharp Designs is there when you need them.
If you want a sharp look, you want Sharp Designs in Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
That's 978-343-3324.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women's, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com. There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can bake. Our angel bakers bake homemade treats for the deployed. You can write. Our wounded TLC team sends out cards and letters of support to the wounded. You can knit. Our sewing team makes blankets and scarves for the deployed. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you?
Remote starter installs are a specialty at Sunroof Sound and Security of Leominster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallet.com. Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732, and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry, and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732. When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com.
What was that?
I just want to bring up a point here.
This is where to go when you've got something to say.
You're going to have to tell these people what they want to know.
True Talk, 830 WCRN.
Now, that's nice and Christmassy, coming out with 50,000 watts all over from WCRN here, 8:30 a.m. And I want to remind people, you have to send the email with the right answer to thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. You send it to my personal email, it doesn't count. So you're going to want to resend that answer back. And we're here for our final segment at 5 p.m., reminding you that next week we are going to be back at our normal time of 9 p.m. And our guest next week is going to be the very blunt-spoken Dan Reel. Dan Reel will be our guest on the phone, and in the studio will be the right-wing gamer, an old friend of mine. So it'll be the right-wing gamer and Dan Reel next week on The Tech Guy on the Radio. We'll be right after Conservatively Speaking, which runs from 7 to 9 here on WCRN, 8:30 a.m. out of Worcester. And I also want to give a shout-out to the Border Grill and Bar for buying those ads for Soldiers Angels. Border Grill and Bar, great Mexican food there and a great buffet. Pam, again, back to that question I was talking about. You contend that the media is actually, it's because they're on the left more than out of straight fear. When I look at what happened with South Park, for example, South Park self-censoring their episodes, one point putting a block so they didn't have to show a picture of Muhammad, and at one point bleeping out the entire end speech at one point and bleeping out the word Muhammad. It just seems very strange to me that this is happening in America, and what's even stranger to me is why Americans are putting up with it.
I don't think Americans are aware of it. I mean, nobody, if the media is not making noise about it, I mean, look at the Ground Zero Mosque. They never reported on it. That was the first story that became a national news story and an international news story without any big media.
Big thanks to you,
Pam. I mean, it's
Pam.
It was really a historical precedent. Look, today in Sweden, they suffered their first homicide bomber. Their first suicide attack, and the homicide bomber was screaming "Allahu Akbar" when he set off the bombs. Now, if you read the accounts in Yahoo, there is nothing about Islam. There is nothing about Allahu Akbar. There is nothing about jihad. Nothing. Two explosions. Central Stockholm killed one person today and injured two.
Didn't that happen, Pam, with Abu Dinat, with the fellow at the down in Texas who did the shooting?
Yes, the Fort Hood jihadi, Fort Major Hood. Hassan. I mean,
right.
Here's a man who came out as a jihadi on Grand Rounds, and his PowerPoint presentation is, I actually use his PowerPoint presentation when I'm speaking to, because it is the most succinct, boiled down to its essential oils, the whole premise and understanding of jihad and why. And he cites the correct surahs and hadiths and so on and so forth. So how can people, unless people know where to go, unless people know where to look, how are people going to know? How is it even this bombing in Sweden? How are you going to know that it's jihad if every single time these incidents happen, they're not reported accurately?
And
well,
it's a good point to mention because, for example, even Muslim communities who have been peaceful, and I want to mention specifically the one in Fitchburg, we have a community that, and I'm going to massacre this pronunciation, I think it's the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. It has a branch in Fitchburg, and every 4th of July, it's an amazing, you would be very pleased at this site, Pamela. You have the Christians marching. Directly behind them, there's the Jewish synagogue, and directly behind them is the Muslim community marching together without any trouble. But they have been decertified as Muslims in Pakistan, and their mosque has been bombed because they condemn jihad, violent jihad.
Well, that's exactly right. They are a relatively new a sect of Islam. They were established, if I'm not mistaken, in the late 1800s.
That's correct.
And while it is a lovely idea, and I advocate it, they don't have a theological leg to stand on.
Absolutely.
Because what people seem to miss here is that, unlike the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is a collection of stories that were, written by man, the Quran is the word of Allah as given to Muhammad. It is the word of Allah. You are not allowed to change, to reinterpret, to reform the word of Allah. And there is a word for it in the Quran. If you attempt to reform or reinterpret the Quran, you are a hypocrite, which is worse than an apostate, a convert out of Islam. But both are punishable by death. So theologically, these people don't have a leg to stand on. This is the problem. And what Islam needs, and I can't do it, and you can't do it, it must come from within, is sort of a Vatican II. It needs a reformation. It needs a period of enlightenment. And if we in the West are going to extol and support the voices of extremism, and we are, because when they go to talk to a Muslim spokesperson and it's CARE, who are Islamic supremacists, or ISNA or ICNA or MAS or MSA, as opposed to the voices of reform, as opposed to the Ibn Wariqs and the Wafa Sultans and the Rahil Razas. I mean, we have to help the reformers. We have to hold up the reformers to the people as the true voices of modern Islam. And that has not happened at all.
Not only has it not happened,
but we have emboldened Islamic supremacists. We have emboldened Islamic imperialists. Obama's abandonment of Israel. I mean, let me tell you something. No matter what anybody tells you about Israel, it's got nothing to do with land and everything to do with Islamic anti-Semitism.
Exactly.
Well, let's put it this way. One thing that drives me crazy about when Israel is discussed is the fact that you have, in Israel, you have Arab Israelis who have, I mean, they're in the Knesset, they have rights. In Arab nations, they're basically Judenrein, and people forget this very much, but we need to hit our last segment over here, and that's our blog picks of the week, which is where we talk about blog posts that people have missed that they should know about, and my pick is a blog called stopshouting.blogspot.com. There is a lovely post called My Rebuttal to Progressives, and it is one of the most incredible posts you will ever read, and I urge you to go to the blog stopshouting.blogspot.com, and it's about a person who finally had enough.
It's wonderful.
It's an absolutely wonderful thing. By the way, we do have a winner for the abandoned ship game, so we'll be sending that out. My congratulations to our winner. And Bob, what did you have for a pick?
From one of my friends in the ether, as I like to call him, Donald Douglas, who runs the American Power Blog. It's americanpowerblog.blogspot.com, and it's concerning the issue of nihilism as being behind. Leftist ideology and the way they think. And basically, nihilism is a doctrine that says values are all baseless, nothing can be known, distinctions in moral or religious value mean nothing. There is no value. Everything is relative. And it seems to me that that's behind a lot of leftist thinking, and it's also behind some Islamic thinking, I think.
Okay.
But more so leftists. They just don't believe in anything. And Donald handles it very well, looking at what Nietzsche even said about it.
Okay, Pam, do you have one for us, a post that we should not miss, either from your own site or elsewhere?
Every post at Atlas.
You can't get better than that.
I am totally serious. Every post at Atlas, because they are becoming more, negligent. And listen, I've been doing this for years, and I always thought what I was doing was critical, and what you were doing was critical. But now more than ever, I know it sounds funny, but I meant it.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's true, because you cover so many things that the media ignores. That's why today we were a little more freestyle, because your whole blog is something that the media should be covering more of. Well, Bob Belvedere, I want to thank you for being our guest. And what your blog again is?
TheCampOfTheSaints.org. And Pete, just real quickly, I love, Pam, thank you for all you do, you and Robert Spencer. We wouldn't know half of the stuff we do without the two of you being brave and courageous and literally risking your lives to bring us this information. And
hey, you're a doll. Thank you so much. What a nice, wonderful thing to say.
Well, it's very true. And Pam, your book again is The Post-American Presidency, The Obama Administration's War on America.
Yeah, everything that you don't know about Obama is in there. I spent 3 years researching that, man. It ain't good.
Okay, and you can find it on Amazon.com. You can find it on Barnes & Noble, and you can find my reviews of it on Amazon.com and Lunch.com. Pam Geller, again, thank you very much. And where else can people find you on the net?
AtlasShrugs.com. And, of course, it is SIA, Stop Islamization of America. I'm the executive director, and also American Freedom Defense Initiative. We're doing a protest December 14th, Tuesday, 1 p.m. at 250 Broadway against the Ground Zero Mosque. And we'll be at CPAC doing a conference. I've invited Daisy, Raouf, and Sharif to debate the Ground Zero Mosque at CPAC.
So that should be something to see. Well, we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in again, both on the web and on the radio. Want to remind you again, next week we will be back to our normal time, and you will have the full WCRN Saturday lineup, The Rave, the Gary Rosen and Gary Vecchio, 4 to 6, Connie Luke's coming up next tonight, and she will be after the rave next week. Then you'll have Conservatively Speaking for 2 hours. You'll have me from 9 to 10, and you'll have the awesome Sam Rosario. So keep it right here on WCRN, 8:30 a.m. Thank you all so much for joining us. This is the Tech Guy on the Radio signing off till next week. Remember, we're going to have Dan Real next week and the Right Wing Gamer. Don't miss it. And you can find our past shows on my website at thetechguy.wordpress.com. Good night, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
It's Magic and More at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Tourneys, singles, D&D, Warhammer miniatures, Land's got you covered. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster, 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick & Mortar.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
Remote starter installs are a specialty at Sunroof Sound and Security of Leominster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
40 years ago, when abortion was uncommon, 1% of all births were to unwed mothers. Millions of taxpayer dollars in abortions later, 40% of all births are to unwed mothers. Well done, Planned Parenthood. Choose life. Paid for by Fitchburg and Leominster MCFL. Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
Investment fraud in American history, he began to slowly diminish. Now comes word from New York City that the 46-year-old has apparently hanged himself. His lawyer says the pressure was too much. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly.
Mr. Madoff apparently left some email notes. There was no note at the scene, but had communicated with members of the family.
CBS News correspondent Armin Katayan says it was 2 years ago today Bernie Madoff was arrested.
Mark was devastated about the scandal itself, had told people he had no knowledge of it. That's certainly up for debate. but was said to be despondent in the recent days as the anniversary of his father's arrest drew near.
Mark Madoff was under investigation and facing several lawsuits, but never